According to traditions, the month of Ramadan is the most favorable month. Its days are the best days, its nights are the best nights, and its hours are the best hours. It is the month of forgiveness, the month of burning sins, the month where the gates of heaven are open, the month of the Quran, and the month of fasting. The word Ramadan literally means burning. It is narrated that the name is given to the month of fasting because fasting burns the sins. Just like the other months, the month Ramadan has some general acts to be done every day and some specific acts to be done on certain days. As for the general acts, it is recommended to recite the Holy Quran every day and you should try and complete its recitation at least once in this month. Recitation of the Quran is one of the best deeds during this month. It is recommended to recite the Holy Quran different from other months. One may learn its tajweed, one may reflect on its verses and learn its meaning and so on. A narration tells us that everything has a time that it flowers, and the flowering of the Holy Quran is in the month of Ramadan. It is recommended to send blessings upon the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt 100 times a day or more. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa ali Muhammad. It is also recommended to perform i'tikaf, staying in the mosque, in the last 10 days of Ramadan. During the nights, it is recommended to break your fast on dates or some cool water. When breaking your fast, it is recommended to say, Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu wa alayka tawakkalt. It is also recommended to recite Surah Al-Qadr when breaking your fast. It is recommended to give some charity and offer food for other Muslims fasting, even if it is a single date and a drink of water. There are many du'as that are recommended to read, such as du'a Abu Hamza al-Thumali and so on, that can be found in your du'a books. A common du'a that is read every night in Ramadan is du'a al-Iftitah. It is recommended to pray a 1000 rak'ah prayer in 2 rak'ah intervals. One of the recommended ways to pray the 1000 rak'ahs is on the first 20 nights pray 8 rak'ahs after Maghrib and 12 rak'ahs after Isha. That equals to 400 rak'ahs. On the last 10 nights, pray 8 rak'ahs after Maghrib and 22 rak'ahs after Isha. That equals 300 rak'ahs. On the 3 potential Qadr nights, 19th, 21st and 23rd, pray an extra 100 rak'ahs in each to total 300. So all up, it will total 1000 rak'ahs. It is advisable to wake up for suhoor, the early dawn meal, even if it is for a single date or a drink of water. During suhoor, it is recommended to recite Dua al-Baha', also known as Dua al-Sahar. As for the specific days, on the first night, it is highly recommended to watch the new moon of Ramadan. It is recommended to perform ghusl. It is recommended to recite Dua number 44 in Sahifa al-Sajjadiyah. It is recommended to read Dua al-Hajj. And in some books, it is recommended to recite Dua Jawshan al-Kabir on this night. There are recommended du'as and a'mal to do every day of this holy month, but the majority of a'mal are dedicated to the potential Qadr nights. As for the 19th night, according to some narrations, it is the first potential night of Qadr, according to the Shia school of thought. The night of Qadr is unmatched in merits. Your acts of worship in the night of Qadr are better than acts of 1000 months. The recommended things to do on the night is to perform ghusl, to pray a 2 rak'ah prayer. In each rak'ah, recite Surat al-Fatiha once and Surat al-Ikhlas 7 times. Then say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilay 70 times. One who offers this prayer, Allah will forgive the person and will forgive his parents before he leaves his place. Apart from the istighfar in the prayer, it is recommended to recite it again 100 times during this night. One should also recite Allahumma la'an qatalata amir al-mu'minin 100 times. O Allah, remove your mercy from the killers of the commander of the faithful. It is also recommended to recite Dua Jawshan al-Kabir. There are many other du'as one may say during this night. It is strongly advisable to spend the whole night in acts of worship during any potential Qadr night. As for the 21st potential Qadr night, it is recommended to perform the same acts, if not more, than that what was mentioned on the 19th night. This night is also the martyrdom of Imam Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. The 23rd night marks the last potential night of Qadr, according to the Shia school of thought. It is also recommended to perform the same acts mentioned on the 19th and the 21st. Apart from those recommended acts, there are other specific acts to be done on this night. It is recommended to recite Surat Al-Ankabut, Surat Al-Rum, Surat Al-Dukhan. It is also recommended to recite Surat Al-Qadr 1000 times. It is recommended to recite the du'as Makarim Al-Akhlaq and Tawbah, found in Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya. There are so many du'as one can offer during this night that can be found in your du'a books. But as stated earlier, it is recommended to stay up in worship and reciting as much Qur'an as you can. Other important dates are the 27th day and the last day of Ramadan, where you can find the a'mal in your du'a books. May Allah accept your a'mal.